Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Never Quit Singing Praises, Already in Progress.
Yes, yes, yes. Praise the Lord. Yes. Cheryl's got a couple of testimonies she wants to... Oh, got one testimony. And I have one, yeah, so... Praise the Lord. Okay, turn her mic on. Praise the Lord.
We'll get to it. Hello. Okay, on Friday, July the 29th, we got an email. Dear Pastor Thurman, a friend has just phoned me to say that her friend, Elena, in Romania... Does anybody know where Romania is? Who is in the hospital has been given the wrong blood and is now seriously ill and in a coma. Her organs are shutting down. Would you please pray for Elena? Thank you very, very much. Love in Jesus, Margaret. The next day, Saturday, July 30th, dear Pastor Thurman, thank you very much for interceding for Elena. Praise God that she's going to be okay. I'm so glad and very grateful to you for taking time to pray for her. Love in Jesus, Margaret.
Amen.
I want to go to Romania.
Praise the Lord. Isn't it wonderful to serve a God that answered prayer? I mean, it's awesome to serve a God that answered prayer. And, of course, the thing about it is, there is things that God expects us to do. You know, this is not supposedly a free ride. He has requirements. Now then, I want to show you something that it took me a long time to believe this meant what it said. In fact, I had to have a guy die. He was the same age I was, and he was 55 years old, so it's been a long time ago since I'm 77. But when I was 55, this guy was 55. He's a friend of mine. And I went down to pray for him, and he didn't get healed. So after he didn't get healed, I did everything the Bible said that I knew to do to pray for him for healing, and it didn't work. And so after it didn't work, since I know God can't lie, Miss Jackie, I knew the problem wasn't with God. The problem had to be with me or this man. And I knew if something one of us did wrong or both of us. So I began to petition the Lord. I said, Lord, why did this man die? Lord, I got to know. You said in your word that I could come and ask you for anything. Jeremiah 33:3 clearly says, I can come and ask the Lord and he will show me great and mighty things that I know not. And so if he says that, and of course in Psalm 91:15 says the same thing. So if God says we can come and ask him for something, then I think he means what he says. And so I went to the Lord and I said, Lord, now you got to show me what I did wrong. Something's wrong here. I mean, I did everything your word says. I prayed for this man. I did everything. And he died. I mean, I did all this on Monday and he died on Thursday. So it didn't take long. So I said, Lord, you've got to show me what I did wrong in this man's case. Thank you, Lord, for showing me. And I'd sit there and wait a little while, and 10, 15 minutes, I wouldn't hear anything. I'd come back and I'd say, okay, God, I'm going to be on your doorstep. I'm not going away. I got to know what I did wrong so I don't make this mistake again. I don't like to see people die. I like to see them live out their full life. And this guy was only 55. And 55 is not a full life, would you think? Especially if y'all, some of y'all in here, you know, that are already 49 and a half, you know, or 52 and a half or something like that. You're thinking, oh, no, 55 ain't very old. But if you have to be 60 or 70 or 80 like some of the rest of us in here, you think, wow, that's really not very old. So anyway, I really petitioned the Lord. Lord, I got to know what happened. Finally, the Lord spoke to me. He answered me. And he said, son, the answer to your question for this man, he said, first of all, you didn't do anything wrong. Okay, now that made me feel real good. I didn't do anything wrong. And if there's anything I like to hear God say, I didn't do anything wrong. Don't you love that? I love that. You didn't do anything wrong. But he said, you'll find the answer to your question for this man in John 15:2. Well, I didn't know what John 15:2 said back in those days. So I had to stop the car and open my Bible and turn to John 15:2. We don't have it up there yet, huh? Okay, John. Okay, it is up there now. Okay. Are you a branch?
Yes.
Are you a believer in Jesus?
Yes.
Okay, so if you are a believer in Jesus, you are a branch. And he says, how many branches?
Every
So how many of us would that include? Well, that's 100% of us. Ain't nobody's left out. Every branch in me that bears no fruit. What's he say he does to you? Wow. Cuts you off. Is that what that said? Every branch in me that bears no fruit, I cut it off. I said, Lord, you cut him off. I said, Lord, you killed him. And the Lord said, yes, son. I mean, I told you in my word that you have to bear fruit for my kingdom. In other words, I didn't give you a free ride here. You know, you're supposed to be out doing something. You're supposed to be producing fruit. Well, how in the world, Mrs. Kim, how could you bear fruit for God this week? What could you possibly do to bear fruit?
Talk to somebody about Jesus.
Okay, talk to somebody about Jesus. That's a good thing. Miss Kim.
Pray for somebody.
Go fly to Florida and pray for them, right? I mean, I love to touch a girl like you that's got the faith you got. This girl, her relative, was dying just 2 or 3 weeks ago. And she was already in hospice, and Carrie and her husband, they bought them an airplane ticket and flew to Florida and went to the hospital and hospice place and prayed for this relative, and then got back in their vehicle and went back and got on an airplane and came home. And today, I just asked her a while ago, that person's been released in hospital and not in hospice no more, at home and getting well. Now, do you think Miss Carrie produced some fruit for God last week? She did. She did. Now then, in other words, how many ways can you produce fruit for the kingdom? Jack, just name one. Just one more way.
You can witness.
You can witness to somebody, a lost person. I mean, you could be in an elevator going up and ask them, hey, are you saved? You know Jesus? You got them in an enclosed place. They can't get away. Because, you know, if you're not in an elevator or something like that, they might say, get away from me, you crazy guy. But, you know, there is an untold number of ways that you can bear fruit for the kingdom of God. Is there not?
Yeah.
Somebody says, well, you know, I know how to cook, and so-and-so's sick, so I can make them a cake.
Yep.
Would that be producing fruit for the kingdom?
Yeah,
there's just a jillion ways you can produce fruit for the kingdom. Because he says then there, every branch in me, which that's all of us, if we don't bear fruit, if we don't do anything for the kingdom, he says he's going to cut us off. Is that what he says?
Cut you off.
Now, you know, you ask the average Christian that, do you think God would kill you? Miss Biddy, do you think God would kill you?
I know he would, but if you're bearing fruit, he won't.
Oh, absolutely not. Now, this is what you want to hear. You're out there bearing fruit. You want to hear the king saying, good girl.
Good girl.
You love that good girl part, right? I do, too. Don't you love it? Because if you're producing fruit. Now, see, and so many people in church today does not realize that God expects us to use the gifts he's given us to bear fruit for his kingdom. Is that right? But according to that scripture, he expects you to do something. In other words, you say, well, you know, I'm just saved by grace, you know. I'm going to come home and I got saved down at the Baptist church last week or last year or 5 years ago or whatever. I don't have to do nothing now. I can just do whatever I want to do. You know, I mean, I can run around with the guys. I can go out drinking at the bars. You know, I can do whatever. I'm free in Christ. I can do anything. You misinterpreted the Bible somewhere. That's not exactly what he meant when he said he gives you freedom. Did he? No, you can't hang out at the bars. You can't mess around with the girls or the boys. You can't do the things that you want to do. You can't do those things because most of those things are not bearing fruit for the kingdom of God. They're all worldly stuff. And so many young people today, they have no idea that when they get saved, I mean, they just think they can just do anything. I don't even have to go to church if I don't want to. Well, yeah, you don't have to, but it has a consequence if you don't. If you're not going to church and learning things about the kingdom of God, if you're not reading the Word of God, you're not learning how to be a fruit-bearing branch. Now, a fruit-bearing branch, all these things we talked about is fruit-bearing branches. You need to be a fruit-bearing branch. Now, if you don't bear fruit, what did God say he would do? He said he will cut you off, didn't he? I mean, am I adding anything to what's written on the board up there? That scripture says, every branch in me that bears no fruit, I cut it off. Is that what? And then he says, he doesn't stop there, does he?
No.
And every branch that does bear fruit, I prune it to make you even more fruitful. Just like those flowers out there at the front, when you come in, some of us never see anything like that, but Cheryl, she trims those every year, everything, and waters those, and that's why we got so many beautiful flowers out there, because she trims them. If it was left up to me, there wouldn't be no flowers out there at all. I'm not a flower person. You know, I'm here to do one thing. That's to teach the Word of God. But see, God gave all of us different gifts, did he not? So Cheryl, I mean, she's got a green or a purple thumb or whatever you want to call it. I mean, when she plants something out there, it grows and it produces flowers. I mean, you know, I never have been much of a rose garden person, so I've never seen much in flowers. But boy, when she plants something, it grows. You know, I don't know what she does, but she's got a gift somewhere and she uses it for the glory of God. So when she's taking care of those flowers and making those beautiful things, she's bearing fruit for the kingdom of God. Amen. She's doing that so you'll have a nicer place to walk in the door. And some of you notice those flowers, and some of you don't. You know, some of you are like me. I walk in, I never see them. You know, that's just not my gift. I don't see them. But some of you look at the beautiful flowers. Well, they didn't come just accidentally. If you don't think it takes a woman or somebody to go along with those flowers, you ought to have seen that front yard out there when God had it all by himself. Before man got involved with it, it needed some work. But whenever the woman comes in and starts bearing fruit, things are going to start happening. So what I'm trying to say here, if you're a Christian, and if God said in his word that you need to bear fruit or he might cut you off, am I quoting what the scripture says?
Yes.
You know, some people say, you know, I don't believe that. You know, God, he's a God of love. I mean, I've had people tell me this. God's a God of love. God would never hurt me. No, he won't hurt you. He'll kill you. I mean, you know, he'll take you out. I mean, he really will. People say, I don't believe that, Pastor Scribner. I don't believe that at all. God is a God of love. He would never hurt me. Just like Miss Betty said there a while ago. She wants to hear God say, well done, my daughter.
Yes.
But you only get that when you do something, right? When you do things for the kingdom of God.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Never Quit Singing Praises, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus!